Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up.
Welcome back to KPFK 90.7. This is Tammy Bang Lu. So our next segment, as we all know, icebergs the size of the state of Rhode Island are melting. Small island states such as Tuvalu are in threat of the whole island going under seawater. In our own Watts, Compton, and Southgate area, just a month ago, inches and inches of hail. So global warming is a real threat. U.S. wars of aggression are attempts to monopolize and control the world's finite resources, particularly oil. As we've heard during the anti-war protests, no blood for oil. A study conducted by the National Environmental Trust found that in only 2 months, a child born and living in Los Angeles accumulates a lifetime acceptable risk of cancer. Black and Latino children are 2 to 3 times more likely to contract asthma. These extreme weather conditions are caused by rising temperatures, which are fueled by gas emissions from transportation sources, automobiles, trucks, vans, bigger and bigger gas-guzzling SUVs. Even though the technology for fuel efficiency has improved and is out there, the auto industry is producing bigger, more gas-guzzling cars and SUVs, and people are buying bigger and bigger cars, driving 3 times as much as they did 30 years ago. So with us today is Cynthia Rojas, the lead organizer for Labor Community Strategy Center's Clean Air, Clean Buses, Clean Lungs campaign, and also Jason Mark, the organizer for Global Exchange and co-author with Kevin Daniger of Insurrection, Citizens Challenges to Corporate Power. Welcome.
Come on.
So we'll start with Jason, since I know that you have a meeting to be going to. Start off by telling us a little bit about your campaign, Jumpstart Ford, and then also why the auto show.
Well, earlier this year, Global Exchange, in partnership with the Rainforest Action Network, launched a campaign challenging the major automakers to take immediate action to break our addiction to oil. For Global Exchange, this was really a continuation of our anti-war work, our efforts over the last year to oppose a U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq. You know, there were tens of thousands of people, in fact, millions of people around the world who marched under the banner No Blood for Oil or chanted that slogan. So we decided that we wanted to really make that slogan real and have the rubber hit the road by going after the auto companies who are basically responsible for feeding our addiction to oil and enabling us to remain hooked on oil.
So as I understand, the week of January 2nd to 11th, also culminating on a big rally January 10th, you guys are having an action at the Los Angeles Auto Show. So what are your demands and what are you trying to do?
Well, the LA Auto Show it's sort of like the Oscars for the car industry. It's a big marquee event for them. And so we think it's an important opportunity to raise some public awareness around the cost of our oil addiction, the cost to communities in Los Angeles and other big cities around the country where people are breathing toxics every day, the cost in terms of environmental destruction and human rights abuses and, of course, war and conflict. And so on Saturday, January 10th at 12 noon, we're going to be holding a rally in front of the auto show to demand, first of all, that the automakers take immediate action to double the fuel economy of the cars and trucks that we drive. And then we're also going to be putting some real attention on the most obvious solution, which is real public mass transit. So calling on Los Angeles officials to double the number of buses in L.A., and at the same time, by doubling those buses, cut in half the number of cars on our streets. Because in the long run, the best solution for breaking our oil addiction is mass transit. In the near term, we need to not be driving giant gas guzzlers, and we need the auto companies to do their part. But in the long run, we need to really get serious about mass transit.
So how do you propose to go against the auto companies? In California, the AB 1493, the Pavley bill to increase the corporate average fuel economy, has been under attack by the auto industry. The Bush administration actually filed an amicus brief on behalf of the auto industry to try to curb this. So what are your strategies to actually try, you said all the big six auto industries, but particularly Ford, and how do you hope to have Ford double their fuel efficiency?
Well, we hope to do it primarily through an old-fashioned, as it were, corporate campaign. Yeah, in many ways, especially our so-called leaders and lawmakers in Washington, they've definitely let us down when it comes to breaking our addiction to oil. And so we're taking the case directly to the automakers and showing them that this is not in their long-range interest, and doing everything we can from, you know, we've held two national days of actions in front of four dealerships, holding rallies and protests in front of four dealerships. We're going to be going after some of the institutional buyers of Ford, you know, states and counties and high schools and universities, people who buy large numbers of vehicles for their use, and going to them and saying, listen, you've got to be going to hybrid vehicles. You can't stick with these old-fashioned, outdated gas guzzlers. And so doing everything we can to bring pressure to bear on Ford and the other auto companies.
So you're listening to 90.7 KPFK. This is Tammy Liu, and I have with us Jason Mark from Global Exchange and Cynthia Rojas. Now, Jason, I know that you're leaving, so we're going to go ahead and let you go. But before we do, why don't you give us a telephone number on how to reach you?
Yeah, if people want more information about the rallies Saturday, January 10th at the LA Auto Show, they can visit globalexchange.org and click on the oil and autos section, or they can call 800-497-1994, and we'll help you plug into this important rally on the 10th.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you so much. Take care.
This is Eric Mann, KPFK, 90.7 FM. I'm here with Cynthia Rojas, the lead organizer of the other coalitional partner, the Labor Community Strategy Center, and the Bus Riders Union. First thing is, as you and I were actually discussing yesterday, I was watching the billboards today, and Dodge was saying, California's more, more, more. That's, we're giving you what you want. This is the biggest SUV you've ever seen. Then they have another one, which is, you know, just in case it wasn't sexist enough, it said, it's not a soccer mom, it's who's your daddy. So in terms of the SUV sort of going through the roof, when we started, when the environmental movement started the fight on fuel economy, back then you were trying to get people out of their station wagons. Now you're trying to get people out of their tanks. What do you really believe in terms of, and let's talk more about working class people, because we, you know, forget it for a minute about the middle class. Why do you think working class people whose lives don't really mean very much right now are going to support an idea of getting rid of big cars when that's maybe their biggest goal in life?
Well, we do know that this campaign is going to frontally challenge the cultural obsession with the automobile, as you're describing. The automobile, on the one hand, represents, like you said, masculinity. It represents the nice car you can get that, you know, shows that you're making good money, you're a baller, you're a player, et cetera, et cetera. We don't think it's going to be an easy sell to say to the young man whose one dream is to get the Ford Escalade, the Cadillac Escalade or the Ford Expedition, to tell him, hey, you know, why don't you consider a hybrid or why don't you consider mass transit? But we do think that once we start to talk to working class people, particularly people with families, about the implications of tailpipe emissions, for example, on the health of their children, that they will think twice before considering that SUV. Right now, as Tammy had said previously, Black and Latino children are contracting asthma two to three times more than the national average. When you have a child in East LA who is surrounded not only by factories, oil refineries, auto body shops, but by five freeways that are constantly throwing out lead, formaldehyde, benzene into the air, is it any wonder that children in East LA schools are missing school more because of asthma, are having harder times concentrating because of the lead that is reducing the mental capacity that child has to concentrate on his or her studies? These are the conversations that we want to have with working class families, to talk to them about the real impact that SUV or even a regular automobile is having on their child's health and on the livelihood and the future that child has. any hope of fulfilling?
Well, on Saturday, January 10th, people are going to come out. The Strategy Center, Bus Riders Union, Global Exchange are asking people to come to the LA Auto Show. It's not a bad thing to do anyway. Just go see both the worst cars and the best cars. But what are you fighting for? What would be some of the differences in social composition and who the Strategy Center and BRU thinks they can bring? And why do you think, what's the game plan? What would the day look like?
Well, who the Strategy Center and the BRU wants to bring, obviously, are peoples who are most impacted by these pollutants. Again, namely Black, Latino, Asian, immigrant, and working class communities. We will have a strong showing of bus riders who already are dealing with underfunded mass transit system in LA, who not only are fighting for mass transit as a civil rights issue, but also as an environmental justice issue. For the day of, our main demands, as Jason said, is to double the bus fleet in LA to 5,000, to double the fuel economy of the average car fleet, and to cut by half the 8 million cars in LA. And in addition to those demands, the Strategy Center also will work to implement auto-free zones and bus-only lanes and to put a viable bus system on the freeway. So for the actual day of, we're not only going to be popularizing these demands, putting them out there in the media with the public, but also having creative ways to show what the real impact of the automobile tailpipe is having on our children's lungs, but also on a global scale. I just heard a report coming out of the UN World Health Organization that estimates that 150,000 deaths last year alone were caused by global warming. We're talking about heat waves, droughts, extreme weather events, and that is probably a conservative estimate because it doesn't even consider all of the other, it may not even consider all the other chemicals and toxics that are causing deaths or illnesses. So the day of, we're going to have trophies for the best and mostly the worst polluters, corporate polluters, giving out maybe bummer ads to the Hummer, the new H2 model, and a variety of other SUVs. We may even have visual representations of, for instance, the health impacts. We're talking about putting out body bags to show what air pollution, what air toxins are doing to people literally day in and day out. So it'll be a variety of things. We want to have an auto-free zone to really start to show this is a possibility where we can have bikes, when we can have mass transit, we can have pedestrians as the priority and the automobile disadvantaged. So we want to be able to push what people can envision on that day. And this is, of course, just one tactic as part of a much longer campaign to address these issues.
Give the number where people can reach you. And my last question, you have 2 minutes, Cynthia, in 2 minutes, why do you think that low-income, working-class people of color are going to care about an international campaign around global warming, not just their kids' health? Start with the number and end with the number.
So our number is 213-387-2800. And why will working class communities care about an international campaign? Because if I'm on a bus and I'm talking to an immigrant from El Salvador or from Nicaragua, all I have to do is talk about Hurricane Mitch and say, you know, how was your family impacted? Do you think that was natural, that Hurricane Mitch wiped out thousands of houses all in just a matter of a day or two? No. It's people who live closest to nature realize that these weather events are becoming more and more extreme year by year. And immigrants care about their families back home. Black people will care about what's happening to children in Tuvalu. We do think that they will care, that people will be extinct if we don't do something. We do think they'll care that 10,000 people in Tuvalu are begging the Australian government to allow them to live there if in 50 years their island is underwater. And this is what we believe, and that's why we're carrying out this campaign, not only to raise consciousness, but to lead to actual concrete changes. So again, the number is 213-387-2800.
This is Eric Mann with Tammy Lou, KPFK 90.7. You've just heard an interview with Cynthia Rojas, lead organizer of the Clean Air, Clean Lungs, Clean Buses campaign. We all hope you join us on Saturday, January 10th, to fight for the future of the planet. Thanks for listening.
That's not your flag, not your government, not your war, not your president. Now is not the time to be silent. Raise your voices, raise your fists, against the real terrorists.